It is now time for the show, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan.
We working on you, getting me no Grim?
Hearing you loud and clear, Sluggy. Good evening.
You getting me no Ollie?
Loud and clear.
That is what they're talking about. VOB 92.9 FM, the nation's number one station. Today we're going to talk about St. Andrew Carnival and the five hidden treasures. The five hidden treasures of St. Andrew. Shout outs to Selena Lockton. And Selena, I want you to introduce yourself and let Barbados know. We starting the show hot. Introduce yourself. Let Barbados know what you come to bring to the public that we should all take part in and enjoy.
Good night, Sluggy.
Yes, go ahead. Over to you.
Yeah, so St. Andrew's Carnival is going to be held on Thursday, November 30th, Independence Day. St. Andrew Carnival is normally held on St. Andrew's Day, which is Independence Day. So we have a carnival, and it's starting from the bottom of Shorey Village, the bottom of Morgan Lewis, on to Long Pond. So it's like 2 miles of scenic beauty. We have the jump is going to be passing Conwen Hunt onto the Irma Bourne Highway, passing the St. Andrew's Parish Church, onto Belle Plaine Main Road, onto Sand Dunes, passing Sand Dunes, turning the corner and right onto the entrance of the beautiful Long Pond. So this year we have 5 sections, and our sections were themed after the secret treasures in St. Andrew. And our secret treasures in St. Andrew are, we have 5 that we want people to know about. And then we have more, you know, but these ones we wanted to really highlight to let persons know that Barbados has a lot to offer, including St. Andrew. So we have Green Pond, which is Green Hill Pond, and that's also located closer to Morgan Lewis. We have Sleeping Giant, which is the rock formation that's on the East Coast that actually looks like a giant sleeping. Once you have the eye, you can see the giant head, the nose, the mouth, the chest. We have Turner's Hall Woods, and I know that's probably one of the more popular ones, where that is one of the only tropical forests that still remains in Barbados. And then we have Foster's Fun Land. And Foster's Fun Land was a community back in the day where persons would go and have picnics, and it was a Rastafari community as well. And that's also closer to Shorey Village. And then there's the Sand Hole, which is now renamed Walker's Reserve. So those are the 5 themes or treasures that we're highlighting this year. We have those sections which will be highlighting those themes throughout for the entire carnival season. So our carnival Instagram page is St. Andrew Carnival 246_. And you can go on that Instagram page and you can see highlights from last year's carnival, because it is the second official year that the carnival will be held by the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee, and that is the host of the carnival. So once you go to that carnival page, you will see highlights from last year, and you will see the outfits from last year and from this year, because of the t-shirt-based costume. So you can get your t-shirts, and each t-shirt is depicting basically secret treasure. So Turner's Hall Woods shirt would be depicting, you know, Turner's Hall Woods with music. Foster Fun Land would also be showing a fun environment. Green Pond would be having, you know, the green pond along with the beautiful colors that exist. When you look at the Green Pond, the different variations of colors on the Green Pond, you know, so, and Sleeping Giant would also have highlighting the secret giants. So additionally to that, the additional theming that is that we're igniting those. So we asked persons this year, you know, as we're igniting and bringing recognition to St. Andrew, to include a fiery aspect to each costume or each t-shirt design, graphic design. So once you go on our carnival page, you will see that being referenced a lot on the carnival page. So last year we had probably like 500 persons reveling on the road. It was a beautiful experience. It was fun. It was safe. It was peaceful. You know, everybody just came. I had a really good time. And it was like, you know, when you are there, it feels like this is really something that you could have for history to come. Like, this is a yearly activity that we want as part of the community independence program, but we also independence celebration, sorry. And we also want persons to see St. Andrew as like a sub-tourism product. Like, this is something that if you miss Popover, well, if you miss Popover, come to St. Andrew's Carnival, because we surely will bring it. You know, we have some of the island's top DJs. We have some of the best sound systems on the road. So when you're coming into a quality product and a quality experience as well. And the thing is, with our carnival, because we're trying to make it a sub-tourism product, our carnival is being recognized by the BTMI. So the BTMI is one of our major sponsors for the carnival as well. And they have seen our vision for the carnival, which is to foster community spirit, bring persons into St. Andrew, and have St. Andrew recognized as a sub-tourism product in Barbados outside of the regular product that's there. So this year, you know, the feedback has been great. You know, we've had our registrations are coming in steady for our sections. So we know this year that persons are going to be having an awesome time on the road, a great time on the road.
This year, Selena,
yeah,
like, we're going to be right. So I really want to turn up. You understand? But this year is going to be crazy. The feedback again.
Yeah.
Listen, like, you know what I mean? Like, the feedback I am getting is crazy. No, I heard you mention something that I'm quite interested in. I am happy the BTMI came on board. And I'm sure more government places will come on board, because when I peaked the carnival from last year, a lot of my youngsters from BIM Got Talent, which everyone knows, Bingo Got Talent is one of my platforms that the youth run. So some of the youngsters went there, like Archie, you know, and Danny Coe and the rest. And I saw their young people. I told their young people, Selena, which is a good thing. You know what I mean? I want you to speak about why, because I know what you say, I never go on forever. I want you to speak about why St. Andrew should be seen as a tourist destination, as some place that Barbados should be exporting to the world in terms of marketing, in terms of advertisement. I strongly believe because of the scenery of St. Andrew, I believe it's a destination that we in Barbados as a whole should push as a destination. People should come and see how people want to go and see the Mediterranean and all the different places like Bordens, for example. It's something that I would never believe in St. Andrew. First time I heard about that is true, Janelle and Tonya. You get me? I never knew anything about it. When you see the pictures and videos, they can't be that someplace like that exists in Barbados. What you know that we should be pushing St. Andrew as a place everyone in the world should definitely come and see? Tell us why that is a must.
Well, Sagi, I mean, you basically said a lot of it. But for me, the passion I have for St. Andrew and the vision I have regarding St. Andrew and the whole concept of being a sub-tourism product is because I recognize the beauty that exists. There is no other parish in St. Andrew that has what St. Andrew's has. We have unique wetlands, being Long Pond, and as you would have mentioned,
in the parish in Barbados.
No, we have unique wetlands. That's a fact. And
yes,
we have the Long Pond, and we have Green Hill Pond, and we have Waters Aqua Park. And as you would have mentioned, a lot of people don't know that aqua park even exists, because you can't see it off the road.
When
you go there,
some people don't know what's an aqua park.
The aqua park is basically an area where they have ponds that have fish, and they have birds, and invites, as you know, as it gets more developed, the birds bring other birds, other fish come into the ponds. And now what we want to do for the future, our hope is that as it gets more fish, it could be like a fishing, like one of those fishing, freshwater fishing ponds. And that's where the concept of the aqua park comes from. So it has benches, it has the horses in the background, the hills. People actually go walking or go hiking in that same area because it's beautiful. It is just amazing when you're there. And then the view you have. And one of the things that caught my eye in particular when I first saw Butters Aqua Park is the fact that the reflection from the sky to the pond is unbelievable. Like, it's like crystal clear. So when you see the reflection of the sky and it closed on the pond, it's mirroring it perfectly. And that's something that I've never seen anywhere in Barbados. I've never seen that visual in Barbados anywhere.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
4341780. 4341780. I want to know if you all know, if you all can remember any of the hidden treasures that Selena mentioned. I got a free costume for St. Andrew Carnival, you know. Sponsored by BIM Got Talent. To any to jump in any of the sections that are available, of course, like Selena said, the bookings coming in steady. Sorry, registration, use the wrong word. The registration is coming in steadily. And I know that for a fact, a lot of people messaging saying Stuggy again for sure. So shout out to everyone messaging me, you know, all of me, WhatsApp playing off. That's beautiful. St. Andrew Carnival, you can't find a place in Barbados more beautiful. Of course, everyone get back to the parish. I'm not from St. Andrew at all. Never lived there. I just visited and I can't believe what I was seeing. Obviously, people know the outskirts, like East Coast and so on, that was popular because of Party Monarch and East Coast Pinnock and so on. But these five hidden treasures, Selena, listen, this is something that should be exported to the world. I'm sure people see these things on pictures and videos and networks. You know, I'm positive that so many people in the world want to run to come here. 4341790, St. Andrew Carnival. And they are also pushing the five hidden treasures of St. Andrew, which they love. So it's not just a jump up. Selena is saying it's not just a walk up. Yes, they can get the jump up. Yes, they can get the walk. Yes, and get the fun. But they are also five hidden treasures that she's speaking about that she would love Barbados to see. We got a call already. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Today we're saluting St. Andrew. And of course, you know, as I go along, we can salute enough bigger to all the other parishes that have things to offer. Today we're saluting St. Andrew. And I want every single person in Barbados, you live here, to at least visit St. Andrew and at least three or more of these hidden treasures. Good evening, Mr. P. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
You get the job from them because of O.N. First, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am so impressed by that young lady. And I was a minister of tourism, she would have to be at my side helping promote Barbados. She mentioned, I'm 71, and she mentioned some things that's not that. I never even heard BTMI.
I'm telling you.
No, these are the kind of people that we need to hold dear to us, right? Especially the media. Stop promoting the negativity and promote, and there are a lot of them.
Well spoken, well thought out, and she very knowledgeable of what she's speaking about. You know what I mean? I agree with Mr. P, and I'm so happy that you see it. So I can let you continue now, bro. But I'm so happy that you mentioned it. Because, you know, as you know, Ollie and I, that's what we strive to do on a Saturday. We can mention a host of young people, and it's always amazes. Ollie's always tell me I end everything. It always amazes the knowledge and how well spoken these young people are. You would believe that all of them is taught like me, because you know it's taught bad, they speak dialect only. But these young people will be so well spoken. They have to be impressed, Mr. P. Continue. Sorry to cut you off. But I just had to echo your sentiments. Continue. Give you some praise, man. Give my girl some praise. That's my girl.
Yes. And the way she spoke, she wasn't speaking from a prepared document. She spoke from the heart.
You see? Of course. Yes.
She spoke from the heart. She didn't. She didn't stutter, nothing. Right? So I'm appealing to the media practitioners. Stop promoting the minority, the very minority that goes out there and do foolishness, and promote the majority, all of the young people that live in this country of ours. And something else, to the idiots out there, because there are idiots. I would like this event that's being planned not only to be great in attendance, but to be even better in behavior. If you know that you're going to go there and you're going to butt up from an idiot like yourself, don't go. Don't go. Even if you don't have anyone that you love, I'm sure there are people that
won't come.
That when you're going to do ignorance, it's going to affect those people. Hey, the young get the energy too. And a lot of these older people who try to give these young people the impression they're saints, they did a lot of foolishness too. And I feel having done foolishness, you are no place in a position where you should sit down with the young people and talk to them and listen and understand them. Stop giving the young people that when you were young, you were a saint. And then a saint, it was great. And then a saint later. Stop it. Encourage them. There's a lot more you can say, but I want to hog up the program. Are you on ready? Keep claiming.
Selena, yes, sir.
Selena.
Don't call me no sir. It has been described as a
man. Hi, Mr. P. Hello, Mr. P. Good evening, Mr. P.
If you consult your dictionary, you will see that sir really means shortened term for master. And if you look at
she my business... she ain't mean that, but Mr. P.
I know.
Mr. P, she ain't mean that. She ain't mean that, but that is just... Oh. She's just showing gratitude, so it continues.
Right. So I would end there, and as I said, you don't look back. And even if you do make a mistake, because all of us make mistakes, learn from it. Make sure you don't repeat it. Conquer it. Every mountain can be conquered. You are the future. Me, Slaggy Dan, or M. Every day that we live, we are approaching the exit.
I can whether tell you. Want to accept it or not. I can
that
tell you.
Reality.
That is a star reality. I already write to Hanover.
Right.
I know. You know what I mean?
To all of you, stay safe.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your call, Mr. P. I love
you. Thank
words.
You.
Yes, encouraging words for Selena, of course, well spoken, St. Andrew. St. Andrew, the parish that are a host of talent. You know, somebody got this thing, Selena, but it far, not in far. St. Andrew ain't far and is quite easy to get to, especially Carnival Day. Selena, can you tell for any of us that are going by bus? Well, not me, because I don't get in the bus, but for any of us that are going by bus, can you tell us how to get there and where to get off? If you're coming from anywhere in Bridgetown, any of the two bus terminals.
Okay. Well, if you're coming from Bridgetown, there's the Shuri Village bus, which is in the Princess Alice bus terminal, which is the lower
bus fare. So that's one bus fare. That's 350.
That's one bus fare. And the bus will take you to the beginning of the route, because the beginning of our carnival route is the end of the bus route. So the Shuri Village bus will take you to the end of their route, which is the beginning of our carnival route. So once you get that bus and you get to the end, you will see the tents, you will see the flight banners, and you will know that it's the beginning of the start of the jump. If you're coming from Spikestown, there's also the Bathsheba bus. And the buses normally pass on the front road, or in some of them, depending at the time, will turn into Shuri Village. If it puts you off at the front of the road, is a short walk into Shuri Village to the beginning of the route. And we will have park and ride ZRs that will move persons from Belle Plaine onto the Shuri Village route. So they will have a parking area at Belle Plaine Paint Field. You can park your vehicles there, and the park and ride ZRs will take you to the start of the route, obviously to make the transition easy. And after the jump, then you're able to find your vehicle back, because that's close to the end of the route. If you're coming from Oystens, you can take the Spikestown bus. It will take you to Spikestown, and then from Spikestown, you can take the Bathsheba bus. So there's nowhere, there is a bus station that can get you to St. Andrew, either from Bridgetown or from Spikestown.
Love it. Absolutely love it. That's what you're talking about. St. Andrew Carnival is going down on November 30th. 30th, and St. Andrew Carnival is on IG for sure.
Yeah.
For those on Facebook, can we find anything about it on Facebook? Is the
on Facebook, you will see the St. Andrew PIC page, and nice. That is called St. Andrew A Come From, and that is St. Yeah. Andrew Parish Independence Committee page on Facebook.
Nice. So you're, Selena, you're a part of the committee as well, St. Andrew Parish Committee.
Yes, I am the project coordinator and the treasurer in the committee.
And Parish Carnival, nice. I love that.
Yes.
Young lady. So this responsibilities for such a young lady, you heard Mr. P, praise. And before Mr. P come on and told you that, you know, messages were coming in, you know, doing such a great job, were... your knowledge for your parish comes from just living in the parish, comes from the love of the parish, or comes from you actively visiting places in your parish? Because you know, you can live in St. Michael and I still never really have any idea, although you live in St. Michael. You know what I mean? So where does your knowledge and love come from?
Well, for me, I live in St. Andrew and I live in St. Andrew. And I say that meaning that although I live in Babylon, I basically, from my younger years, would have ventured to all parts of St. Andrew with my older sisters. And being that I had to tag along with them, wherever they went, I went. So therefore, I was able to see the rivers when they would go to the rivers. I was able to go to Long Pond. I was able to go to football matches at the different pastors that we have. And as I got older, you know, I started to study tourism. And as part of tourism, you have to know what's happening in your country and the scenic areas and the places of interest. So my knowledge kind of started from young. And then as I got older and I came into the field of tourism, then I just branched out from there. And because personally, for me, I love St. Andrew. It's my home. I want to know whatever is happening there and what isn't happening and what can be done. Because I can see, like, there's so much potential for the parish. We have so much happening internally. We have such young, talented people. We have vibrant female entrepreneurs. It's like we have a whole host of things happening in St. Andrew. And I can see that. And one of the things about me is that I love development of the youth. I love development of persons in general. So anything that I see that, you know, once I look at it, I automatically start to upcycle it in my mind. Like, how can this get better? And how can this do greater? So that is my mind when it comes to St. Andrew. So when we started the committee and we decided, well, we're going to have a carnival, we planned our carnival last year in 8 weeks. And we kind of pulled out all the stops. So this is the first carnival for me, a first planning carnival for me. And I sat down and said...
Wait. Last year was only an 8 week plan, Selena?
Correct. Yeah, we did all of that just in 8 weeks. So I tell people that we pulled rabbits out of hats last year. We pulled in our resources. We contacted who we needed to contact and we got the ball rolling. And when it came off hitch-wise, because it was perfect. Like, it was a beautiful carnival. People could not believe that we did that only in like 8 weeks. Yeah. So for me, it's like this year we had a little bit more time.
That's awesome.
You know. Yeah, so this year, we took the things from last year. Like, we wanted to improve. We wanted to enhance it this year. So we would have added in other things this year, you know, to enhance the experience. Because at the end of the day, it's really community development. We're driving economic activity in the parish. And we're, you know, pushing the parish out there for it to become that sub-tourism product in Barbados nationally, regionally, and internationally as well.
Well, absolutely love it. And you work in tourism, though?
Indirectly, yes.
Oh, indirectly?
Yeah.
So let me tell you, the God get you on board. The God to get you on board, and I echo in Mr. P sentiments, the God to get you on board. If you're this passionate already, and you said you want to be working indirectly, and you already this passionate, already this knowledgeable about your parish for sure, which means is saying love. Every sentiment, we gotta grab hold of you. Everyone listening, you know, if you'll be the number one station, everybody listens. So if I'm listening to Sluggy, get hold, grab hold of Selena. We can't let this young person go low. You know what I mean? Very well spoken, and they absolutely love it. Or Ollie moved them, I know, was we had someone else, but Ollie moved the person. I know who the person is. If Celine, if you know someone else was supposed to join us for the committee.
Janelle was to join us, however, she had to step out. But
so that wasn't her, or that wasn't her, okay.
No, okay. No. So she stepped out, just no. But yeah, no, so she, yeah, her role is the PRO, so she's the public relations officer, and you know, she does what I don't do. So we work like hand in hand. So what I do, she doesn't do, so we kind of, you know, we mesh together. We come up with our ideas, and then we plan, and then we go from there how we do our roles. So for us, the Andrew Carnival is like our baby. It's in the premature stages, so we're making sure that we nurture it correctly, and we have persons on board that we know will have our vision in mind for what we want to produce for the future. And in doing that, you know, we try to contact persons, hence the BTM like coming on board with us and understanding what our vision is for community development and community tourism. And so far, we have had really good feedback. We've had a couple of tourists that actually contacted us that are registered already to take part in the Carnival Jump. So we know that, you know, it's getting out there. The buzz is out there. The Instagram information, the ads are running. So we know that persons are seeing it because their registrations are showing us that. I even had one gentleman contact me from Scotland, and he's coming in November. This month, and he wants to also take part in the carnival as well. So we know that people out there are seeing what's happening, and social media is doing a great job. We have persons sharing the information. We have a lot of persons on board indirectly that want to see us being a success. So they're also helping us along the way. So far it has been a really great experience for us.
Beautiful, beautiful. I heard you mention community tourism. Can you tell us briefly, in your opinion, why community tourism is important for a country in the whole, and how directly, no, not indirectly, how directly is St. Andrew in the whole and their carnival is contributing to community tourism? I love that you mentioned that.
Well, community tourism is really based on culture and heritage and history. So yes. One, for us, community tourism from St. Andrew is when persons come into St. Andrew, they don't only just have the scenery, as I would have mentioned, they would have had the culture. For us, we have part of the railroad that still exists on the East Coast. You know, that's heritage, that's history. We
still,
have
Arnold still?
Yes, please. And part of our project last year was the maintenance and, you know, basically renovations of the area where the railroad is. So you still have remnants of the railroad track there. Our project last year was to really clean that up redevelop the area. So when persons come down, that when you pass it, you say, oh, that's part of the railroad that existed. And that is still there to this day. And that's in St. Andrew.
Oh, that's so awesome. Community tourism that we're talking about. November 30th, St. Andrew Carnival. St. Andrew Carnival, shout outs to Turner's Hall Woods. Registration. Turner's Hall Wood is only one section, or that's the overall theme?
Turner's Hall Wood is one section.
Nice.
Turner's Hall Wood is one section, and that is being headed by a team of three young female entrepreneurs. And as I mentioned before, St. Andrew has a lot of vibrant entrepreneurs, and that is headed by a team of three young entrepreneurs, and they're really doing an awesome job. Their Instagram page is Turner's Hall Wood Carnival, and you will see a lot of the information there for that section as well. And I just want to go back to mentioning to you community tourism. For us as well, community tourism in St. Andrew is also community wealth building. And I believe that once you have something that you can develop, you can definitely build out on that. And for us, the young ladies that are heading to Turner's Hall Wood, that's also an area for them to develop their wealth in terms of the knowledge of planning events, in terms of how to market themselves as young ladies and individuals, and give them an idea for their future of what they can also do, you know, having various streams of income and so forth. So for us, the carnival, as I said, it drives economic activity. So we would have vending on the Long Pond. So after the carnival jump, You can come on to Long Pond. There's going to have food. There's going to have drinks. And that is open to persons from community who want to have bar setups or food stalls. So, you know, we're really bringing the driving the economic activity among the persons who live here as well. So, you know, we're still building. We're looking to build the community up and is well building as well. And that's what we do. So one of the things for us as well is our chairperson, Tanya Stevens, she's really big on wealth building. So a lot of our vision is to increase wealth for anyone that has the vision and the opportunity presents itself through us. Just come on board, and we're really willing to work with whoever we have to get St. Andrew to be that destination in a destination.
I love it. And shout outs to Tanya Stevens. Is very, very hard worker. I work with Tanya as well. Tanya doing a lot of great work. She's really pushed community wealth building. I had the privilege of taking a tour with 10 at-risk youth who never flown before to carry them to London with Tanya. I had a privilege of sending lots of young people, and when I say lots, I mean a 5 or 10, lots of young people to Tanya, and she would have hooked them up with the certain business loans and registering the business, you know, turn and incorporations and so on. There's a lot of work Tanya doing, and that's with the National Peace Program as well. So a shout out to Tanya Stevens, who's, as you said, is one of the chairpersons. Also had a meeting with Janelle as well, and Tanya and the Peace Program agreed to sponsor 50 young persons to take part in the carnival and experience St. Andrew, which I think is extremely great. So 50 young persons who haven't experienced it before will get to experience it this year for the first time, which is absolutely phenomenal. So looking forward to that, to represent. So St. Andrew Carnival, November 30th, like Selena said, and she's at Turner's Hall Woods, is one of the sections. Ignite St. Andrew Carnival is November 30th. Start time is 8 a.m. and is from Shorey Village to Long Pond. I'm correct, Selena? Shorey Village to Long
That's
Pond?
That's correct. Yes, please.
Yes, and I'm seeing price packages here for $150. Just $150, which I think is great.
Yes.
$150.
Yes, and the packages consist of the t-shirt, drinks on the road, you have your whistles, you know, different, like your bags, t-shirt. It's like a lot of different things, a lot of different trinkets, accessories, sponsor items will come in the packages.
You get a drink and water and thank you, Point Road?
Yes, for sure. We have the drinks trucks. So each section has a drink truck, and they will have their premium drinks or their standard drinks on the truck. So it's an inclusive experience. Some have breakfast as well included, because it's obviously early. You're leaving home early to come to St. Andrew, so you don't have to worry about getting up. And especially if you're a late eater, when you come down, there's breakfast available once you choose the section that has the breakfast. So you have those breakfast options, you have those lunch options, and then at the end of the jump, there's Long Pond with the vendors. So we have it, you know, it's a full experience from beginning to end.
Nice, nice, nice. I bring along me also, like I said, I bring along Freshie too. So I look for Freshie. Love a Freshie boat there for sure. You know any of the DJs or artists that will be taking part in these festivities?
Can you repeat that for me, Suggy?
No problem. You know any of the artists or DJs that will be taking part in the festivities? That's one. And two, any DJs or persons from St. Andrew playing or taking part on the tracks as well?
Yes, we will have DJ Caution, and he's one of our DJs from St. Andrew. And again, remember, he's a youngster. 19 years old. He's one of our DJs. We will have DJ Ross, Indian, and Chris Gill. We will have DJ Sean Wan. We will have DJ Bez 3000 from St. Vincent. We will have Scooby, DJ Scooby.
What? Basie's flanning to Selena?
Yeah, so we have Spugs and Scooby. We have Taz, DJ Taz and Barry. And yeah, so we have a full lineup. We have Versu Wells. He will also be taking part in the carnival. So we have a full lineup. It's a full package. So it's going to be awesome.
Nice. To love it. 434-1780. You know any of the hidden treasures? Call and let me know. I got a free package for you. Sponsored by BIM Got Talent. And we paying for it. BIM Got Talent is paying one of these packages. One of these ones from Turner's Hall. Especially 150 package. Mind if I can give it? I can pay for two. We can pay for two. 434-1790. Or you can WhatsApp in if you want to come and take part in St. Andrew Carnival. Or you want to give the package to someone as a gift for St. Andrew Carnival. You can call or WhatsApp and let us know if you know any of the hidden treasures. Selena mentioned there were five that they are pushing, but she said they are also much more than just the five to seeing St. Andrew. So Selena, you are telling me that St. Andrew got five hidden treasures you are pushing, and they all still got more treasures that you can push as well, or this in one parish, that's what you're saying?
That's correct. That is very correct. So as I would have mentioned, you know, I don't want to give everything away. People can come on down.
Can't get all. come on down.
Yes, for sure. Come on down and experience it. And once you are able to come in to St. Andrew, you know, some people come and they don't want to leave. They bought houses here after just visiting.
We got a call again. Selena. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Have young Selena on the line as well. She's promoting St. Andrew. She says she's the treasurer. And she is
project coordinator as well. So
awesome. Projects coordinator for St. Andrew. Good. So welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Let me hear you.
Yeah, manners, Sluggy.
Manners and respect.
I just tune in. I didn't hear the rope for the carnival, so I wouldn't mind.
That's no problem. Selena is more than capable. Just give me a minute, and Selena will explain the rope to you. And I will also let her explain again how you can get to the rope from the various points. Selena, over to you. And caller, don't move. Go ahead, Selena.
Yes, the route is from Shorey Village, which is the bottom of Morgan Lewis Hill, onto Long Pond. So we're coming from Shorey Village onto the Emmyborn Highway, past the Belle Plaine Playing Field Sand Dunes, and around the corner of the first corner of East Coast Road, onto the entrance of Long Pond, where it will conclude. You can get to the beginning of the route from Bridgetown via the Shorey Village bus, which is from the Lord Green or Princess Alice bus terminal. And that bus runs every half hour on the hour. So you would have the 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, and so forth. And that's how that will run from the Princess Alice bus terminal. If you're coming from Spikestown, you can take the Bathsheba bus into St. Andrew. That will put you onto the main road. And some of them, depending on the time, will take you straight into Shorey Village. And if you want to come down via the St. Andrew's Church bus, you can also do that. And there's a park and ride on the Belle Plaine playing field that can also take you from Belle Plaine onto the route, the Shorey Village route, which is where the jump up will start from.
Awesome. Carla?
I just need a route. I can get here.
Sweet. Okay. You coming?
Yeah, for sure. But
now we're talking. Which parish are you hailing from?
I'm from St. Andrew, but I moved up.
But it kind of. Oh, you move out?
Yeah, I move out.
Well, but you know, St. Andrew always be in your heart still.
For real, always.
So if you are from St. Andrew, let me ask you now. Can you tell me something about St. Andrew? And can you tell me something about St. Andrew that everyone in Barbados should come and experience since you are from St. Andrew?
Well, as she just mentioned, the Long Pond. That's a very good tourist attraction. And me personally love it, Belly Bar, the Fat Pokes and Kushu, all that in St. Andrew. So that was about it.
Selena.
He is very correct.
You looking at people come and eat out St. Andrew, no boy master. You guys say all the way Fat Pokes and Kushu.
I get something.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Hi. You from, if you can read something?
Yeah, brother.
You from St. Andrew?
I used to, I lived about 20 years now, brother.
Yeah, yes, left your name and number with Ollie and they got you. Easy right, store.
Thanks, man.
Easy store. And thanks for calling in here. Like, enough love and respect. Thanks for calling in again. These young people, the encouragement.
To you as well, brother. And Selena.
Yeah, manners and respect. I absolutely love it, man. Yeah, we got Selena on the line. Selena got the phone. Line's hot. People are saying she sound good. Very professional. Well-spoken. They said BTMA should hire Selena. The government should hire Selena. I second those sentiments. And Uncle Sluggy putting his stamp behind that. Selena is very knowledgeable. Lovely young lady, well spoken, and she got the country and St. Andrew at heart. So biggest to everybody calling in. 434-1790. And give you one more. 434-1790 St. Andrew Carnival. How long were you a part of the committee, Selena?
This will be my second year. So I've only been in it for 2 years.
Whoa. Nice. And can you tell me when you start something that was challenging that you overcome? I want to hear something since joining the committee, working in the parish, not just living in the parish, no, working in the parish. Can you tell me something that was challenging that you overcome and that you are absolutely proud of?
Well, in my mind, the first thing you could think of is when you become part of the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee, you will now become a person where people in the community now become like get to know about you. So yeah. Although people may have known my name or may have seen me in passing, being in the committee now puts you at the forefront, because in St. Andrew, the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee is one of those committees that everybody kind of knows about. And expect that you have things to do every year. So we have the community expects that St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee will have the annual crab night, which we did last year and this year. They expect that we will take part in the Spirit of the Nation show. They will expect that we will be to various churches, you know, to let people know that we are what's happening, how we're assisting persons, because that's part of our duty as well as in the committee to make donations. We try to seek sponsorship, obviously, because we're a nonprofit and it is a charity organization. So basically, we have to get sponsorship from persons to help people in the community, and that's what we do. So we try to align ourselves with persons who understand the vision of the committee, understand the vision that we have personally as well, because we have personal visions as well and goals as part of the committee. And when we do that, we go out there looking to see, you know, last year we helped some person, an elderly gentleman, you know, they cleaned around his house. They were looking to build a step, but unfortunately he passed away. We made donations to the primary school. We do a give back every year around Christmas time, so that we can basically like go to a person in the community that may, you know, maybe a bit impoverished or below, you know, need assistance. And we also do that as well as part of the committee. So when I first came in, one of the things I had to get used to was, you know, more people knowing about me, and then having to like really get into the community and dig deep to see what else needed to be done, you know, other than what else was happening. So that was one of the things for me that, you know, really pushed me into it even more. And I really enjoy, like, this is something that I definitely enjoy, being a community helper and a community builder and a community ambassador, because that's what I really see myself as.
Community ambassador. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. We're talking about St. Andrew Carnival. Of course, it's going down on November 30th, and today shouting out Turner's Hall Woods is on November 30th. So what you can get Selena do for me is, of course, the other sessions and representatives for the other sessions. We're gonna speak to them because we can push every single session. It's time for a commercial. We can take a short commercial. Ollie, we can take a commercial now, bro.
Ready to go, Slugs.
Good. We can take a commercial and pay some bills, and then we're gonna come back and speak to Selena. Great job, Selena. I love it.
20 minutes after 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. We're going up to 20 minutes before 8 with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme and Sluggy Dan. Back to you, Sluggy.
Yes, thank you, my brother. St. Andrew Carnival, we have Selena on the line. Again, pay some love to Richard Stoke, Tintana as well. It already said we're going up to 22. So we're going to give Richard Stoke, Tintana some love. Tintana, Richard Stoke, Tintana is tomorrow. Richard Stoke, Tintana is tomorrow. Tomorrow, Sunday, is being held at St. Leonard's Boys School, if I'm not mistaken. Start time is 7 p.m. And I would like everyone to go ahead and visit under the patronage of Mr. Shirley Stewart. Of course, you know, Shirley Stewart is one of our icons, and I want to encourage everyone to go out and support with Stoke Tintana. Is at the St. Anna's Boys School, and it's starting at 7 p.m., the 47th annual Richard Stoke Teen Talent Contest. And a couple minutes, I'm going to play Teen Talent, one of the finals from last year. You can end the show with a couple minutes of that, the finals from last year. Paul, you don't have it? You don't have it?
We got some music from 2017 on the lineup, Sluggy.
No, that's no problem, my brother. Selena, we can take some more information from Selena first before we let her go. You know, we had her fairly long, almost an hour now. Selena, thank you so much for coming on and chilling with Uncle Sluggy today. Fantastic. Tell us again the 5 hidden treasures of St. Andrew. Tell us again how we can get in contact with the St. Andrew Committee. And like you said, it's a non-profit organization. So also take this time out to let Barbados know how we can support the charitable event. So I want to know about the 5 hidden treasures. That's one. I want to know how persons can support St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee and support the charity and continue to show love to what you are doing. Over to you.
Thank you, Sluggy. The 5 secret treasures that we're highlighting this year are Turner's Hall Woods, Green Pond, Foster's Funland, Sleeping Giant, and the Sand Hole. Now, how to get in contact with us? There is the Instagram page, which is St. Andrew PIC. And there are also a couple telephone numbers I would like to give you as well, which will put you in direct contact with our PRO, Janelle King. The number is 280-4575. That's 280-4575. And as you would have rightfully mentioned, we definitely are in need of sponsorship. And that's a yearly request by us, as we are a charity. So any person that wants to come on board and assist us and help us financially, whether it's financial resources or any other assistance, we definitely would love to have you on board with us. And you can get in contact with us via those mediums. And for sure, Sluggy, we appreciate you having us here this evening for the wider Barbados to know about our parish, our carnival, the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee. And I just want to say thank you to our sponsor, the BTMI, Fat Sounds, the DJ Terry, who was pivotal in us having the best sound system on the road, and to make sure that, you know, our persons coming to St. Andrew, whether they're watching or participating, that they have a safe and wonderful time. The Barbados Police Force has also been really great to us as well. And we want to thank them as well for coming on board and assisting us in every way possible, that safety is paramount for our revelers and the persons watching, because we will have persons from young children to the older demographic taking part and watching the carnival. So we're definitely happy to have all of those persons on board with us. So if you want to join us and come on board and help us in our charitable adventures, as I call it, you know, those are the ways to reach us. St. Andrew PIC Instagram page, or 280-4575, Janelle King, and that's our public relations officer.
I absolutely love it. Selena, don't move. I'm begging for at least 5 more minutes here. Time, don't move. All you can take in 2 of those from 2017, like you said, just taking 2 of those tunes, you know, and give a 5-minute break, Selena. And then when we come back, I want to make sure you share this info again for anyone that's no tuning in. For anyone no getting the character on radio, for anyone in the fans listening, I want you to share the information again. When we come back, Ollie, take it away. And when we come back, we're going to get this information from Selena one more time. Pigeon, Rhythm, and Rhyme every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. with Uncle Sluggy, your favorite on the number one station.
11 years of age. Now a student of the Alexandra School, singing Yet Still I Rise. Ladies and gentlemen, Trinity Clark.
But you're not broken, wounded, but time did heal. Heavy the load, the cross you bear, lonely the road you trod. But I hear you stand. You
Thank you.
29 minutes before 8 o'clock, that's Trinity Clark with Still I Rise as we go back to Sluggy Dan with Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
And that was the winner.
Winner of 2017.
That was the winner of 2017. And biggest to Janelle, Quan, they got Quan and Lil Rick on the road as well. Quan and Lil Rick on the road as well. I love it. Quan and Lil Rick. Wanna hear that? Lil Rick, the king. Quan, the reigning road march king. Both on the road this year was St. Andrew Carnival. Both on the road was St. Andrew Carnival. I absolutely love it. November 30th. Selena. On mute, let me go.
Yes, I'm here.
Good. My question to you.
Yeah.
Why should persons support the movement for? Well, we got Janelle on the line. We can take in Janelle call after we get Selena answer. Janelle, Selena is going to introduce Janelle and introduce her role in the committee again after she answered the question. Why should persons support the charitable side of what you are doing?
That's a great question, Sluggy. The reasons our persons should support the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee and the charitable work that we do is because that at the end of the day, the government can't do everything for everyone. And we recognize that some persons have more resources that they can assist us with. And we know that at the end of the day, brotherly love is what comes first. So we believe that people should support us because we need help. Those persons need help. And if you can do it, come on board and just do it for them. Everyone is not in the same position. Like, circumstances change things or make things different for others. And we just want to be able to help as many persons as possible in our journey as part of the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee.
Awesome. Absolutely love it. Let me take in this call. Good evening. Welcome to Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. Hold on a second. Selena, please tell us Janelle's role on the committee.
Janelle King is the public relations officer in the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee and the deputy chairperson.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for calling in. We got royalty in the house, boy. We got the big ups in the house. We got the PRO. And Selena says she's the second chair.
Yes, that's correct.
That's what we're talking about. Good evening. Welcome to Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much, Sluggy, for having me on Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme tonight.
My pleasure. No, Janelle.
Yes.
You was listening to hear the great job Selena doing.
Yes, actually, I was listening and I was, you know, really impressed with the way Selena spoke and how she really represented the parish of St. Andrew and the way she represented what the St. Andrew PAC were trying to achieve. And I think she did a fantastic job to capture what we want to achieve and what we're doing to let the general public know the great work that we're doing and the hard work that we're doing, because it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of time. We spent a lot of time trying to get all of this into play. And for the persons, you know, out there who come on board to help us. So, yeah, she did a fantastic job of relaying that to the public tonight. And I'm really happy Selena did justification to that.
Yeah, she got me feel proud for real. Now, Janelle, what is your role as the PRO of the Parish Independence Committee? What is your role and what message would you like to convey to the public as the PRO of the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee?
So my role is multifaceted, okay? So As a PRO, I'm responsible for our brand, our image, what is put out there for the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee. So I have to ensure that whatever is put out there represents what we are trying to achieve, our objectives, our goal, so that people can will be happy, I should say, to align themselves with us so that they can help the parish of St. Andrew and, you know, the wider community, because our events are not only for St. Andrew. We invite persons into our community so they can actually experience and, you know, benefit from what we're trying to achieve. So really that is my role, to make sure that what we put out there represents our mission and our objective. And you answered one other question, Sluggy. Go ahead.
No problem. You say, can I ask you one other question?
No, you asked me another question, so.
Well, okay, my next question was, what message? We got 2 minutes, so okay. You can take 120 seconds. What message would you like to convey to the public as PRO? What message would you like us to end with? And Selena, we can end with you saying your thank yous, of course. But Janelle, what message would you like to convey to the public as the PRO?
So my message I want to convey to the public is to definitely come on board and help the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee achieve all of our goals and all of our objectives. We have a lot of activities that we have planned that we want to do, but we need the funding so that we can do that, because we understand that, you know, St. Andrew, we have a lot of young people, and we also have a lot of young people that, you know, potentially can be considered high risk. So we want to unearth the talents, and we want to bring those people that would not be normally recognized or looked upon. And we want to bring that out so that persons can get exposed to the public and change their life or turn their life in a positive direction. So I want to convey to the public, come on board and help us. We have our activity, our big carnival, November 30th, yes. The Andrew Carnival.
Yes.
We want you guys to help us. Come out, register. We have, you can go and register on Ticket Link. You have that there. Just help us.
Love it. I love it. Now, Selena, we ended with you. I want to say my thanks first. Thank you very much for coming through and saying goodbye, because we got on to the 30th. So, of course, you know, they can bring you back, and you're going to also bring other persons that are leading other sessions, and let me push this thing as hard as we can. No, to end with you, Selena, of course, we want to back next week and bring fresh people next week. To end with you, Sarah, thank yous, and let us know what we can look forward to next week when you bring some more people.
Thank you, Sluggy. So I'm going to thank you first for having the St. Andrew Parish Independence Committee on board this evening to discuss our carnival. I want to give a big, big thank you and shout out to the BTMA for helping us in hosting this carnival. I want to say thank you to all the other sponsors as well for coming on board. Fox Sounds, you know, he's been pivotal in assisting us on the road. We want to say thank you to Equity Insurance. We want to say thank you to the National Sports Council. We want to say thank you to Chafat, Chick Miles. There's so many sponsors. Our MP Ramel Springer, he's also, you know, really good to us as well. So we want to thank everybody who is on board with us for this carnival and making sure that is a wonderful and fantastic day coming November 30th, the next few weeks. Again, next week, I'll look to have a couple of those section leaders come on and talk about their particular sections and what vibe and energy they're looking to bring for their section. I mean, persons come, what they can expect from them individually, you know, having that they also have their own vision and their own experience that they want persons to have in their section. As they're representing the secret treasure, how will you be able to get to feel Turnisawas or feel Green Pond or feel Sleeping Giant or Fossil Funland on the road? So, you know, next week we're going to come, we're going to bring some hype to it. It's 92.9, but we're going to keep it in respect of that as well. So thank you so much, Sluggy, for everyone listening in. Be sure to share our information. Instagram page, St. Andrew Carnival 246, St. Andrew PIC. Thank you so much, Lucky. Have a wonderful evening.